Slopstream media fails to cover a Democrat politician who stabs a reporter to death after he loses an election. Yes, folks, only in America do we have this happening. Welcome to Saving America. This is your host, Dr. David D. Schein, and we have an unusual development going on here. I do not like the term mainstream media. Frankly, I don't know who's listening to these stations, and even if they do happen to have their television or radio or happen to have a subscription to some of these rag newspapers, I don't know how much attention people are actually paying. Maybe they're just waiting for the next entertainment show to start after the news coverage. But in any event, there's nothing mainstream about them. The New York Times has dramatically been discredited and has had to walk back things. And of course, it just, to me, it's just a communist rag at this point. The Washington Post has sunk to those levels. About the only newspaper in America that I think has much credibility is the Wall Street Journal, which I do not read on a regular basis. But when I read articles from the Wall Street Journal, they seem to be reasonably balanced and to have been researched by people who have at least a 100 IQ. And I don't see that happening in most of the newspapers in America. And as many Americans know, many newspapers have either disappeared or had dramatic losses in their subscription base. And so in any event, it's not surprising that these slopstream media outlets are not talking about the fact that a very sadly investigative reporter from Las Vegas, he is a Las Vegas Review Journal reporter, his name is Jeff German, and he came out and did a series of investigations on Democrat politician, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, and that's the senior administrator for the county, which is in the Las Vegas area, obviously. And after Tellis lost the election, it's alleged that he slashed German to death in front of his home. Now, at this point, of course, we have to be careful. We have to say these are allegations. But listen to this. There's a video of a man disguised as a woman with a straw hat. The police execute a search warrant on Tellis's home and find a shredded straw hat in his house. They find the blood, which appears to be the blood of the murdered Mr. German, on his shoes, and they found his DNA at the crime scene. Now, folks, I don't work for the crime scene investigative service, and many of you have seen one of the hundreds and hundreds of shows, crime scene shows, but it sure sounds like this fellow is in pretty tough shape. So I'm guessing that the criminal justice system, even as incompetent as the one here in the United States, is going to have a hard time letting this clown go. Now, part of my concern is the slopstream media has not made an issue of the fact that this is a Democratic politician who went out and slashed this reporter who appears to have been telling taxpayers and the public the truth about what was happening in Mr. Tellis's administration. And many of my regular listeners know that I am a very vocal proponent of the death penalty. And I certainly hope that if the facts prove, as they do indicate, that this was a premeditated murder for personal vendetta, if you will, that I do hope he'll get the death penalty and it will be carried out quickly. One of my commentaries as a taxpayer and in the United States is that we put prisoners in prison for years and years and years, and we're paying for these people to live in these taxpayer-supported hotels instead of executing these people. This is trash, folks. These are people who serve no social purpose. I don't really care if they suddenly find God after 20 years in prison and it's like, oh my goodness, should we do something for them? They should have thought about that before they killed people with intent to do it and plotting things out as it appears this person has done. And so I certainly hope we can get the justice system to work a lot better for the American public, many of whom are the victims of these violent and senseless crimes. This is Dr. David D. Shine for Saving America. If you've enjoyed this presentation, please join us on your favorite platform.